Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Jeanette, please?
This is her.
Hi, my name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. We finance businesses. How are you doing today?
Good.
The reason why we're calling you is because we want to give you the opportunity to make your business more profitable and expand it or do whatever you like. What we actually do, in essence, is we actually provide it with working capital so that you can invest it however you like. Right now, I wanted to confirm your email address so I can send you an application where you can do that. Is it MustangPlumbingTexas at gmail.com, Jeanette?
That is the email, but we are very slow right now. So when y'all ask for proof of income, it's like I'm not even clearing $10,000 a month right now. So I went from a $40,000, $50,000 to $10,000, and we're barely hanging on. So I don't want to take on anything like this until I know business is steady again.
I understand. So your main concern is because you're only doing close to $10,000 a month. That's basically what you're telling
me,
right? Okay.
Yes,
I understand. But let me ask you this. What was your interest of? How much do you think you were, if you were to do something, how much would it be the amount that you were looking for if you were to do something?
At least $20,000. I mean, that'll give me enough for a good marketing campaign, and I can do something with that. But it's still,
I feel
like that's still scary to do anything right now while we're slow.
Right. Well, look, I know for a fact that I can get you that money. That's not a problem. It shouldn't be a problem. I can do that for you. It would be, I will get you with the most trustworthy underwriter that I have under my belt right now. And he's very, very, very nice. He might be able to get you with one of his best investors and try to present you a business proposal that potentially will make a lot of sense to you. It's just a matter.
Okay, so here's the deal. I did get a, I don't know what y'all call it. It's against my accounts receivable. I think it's called CSG or something with Joe, and I've been with them for a couple years. But Joe has had to reduce my weekly payments to $100 a week because of this. And
okay.
So y'all would come in and second. I know that y'all don't like that.
Well, let me.
I've already got one that I got reduced payments on. I don't think y'all are going to want to do anything until my business picks back up.
Let me ask you a quick question. What is the balance that you have with this Joe guy?
I would need to give him a call to find out. I don't know where it's at. I just know for maybe 3-4 months now, we've been at $100 a week, and so it's going on almost half a year with slow business. So I don't think this is something you want to do.
No, I understand. I mean, like I said, sometimes in life you have to risk, and I mean, I know for a fact that I can get you that the $20,000, that shouldn't be a problem. Or even more, that you can pay off Joe, whoever he is, you can pay him off completely and then get some extra working capital. I can work with, like I said, my best underwriter to do so. But it will be something, of course, that you will have to decide. And when your decision should not be something that you're going to be abruptly, it will be something that you have to, like, really consider. My proposal to you is, like, why don't we fill up the application, send it to my to my underwriter, and let him put a deal for you, if it makes sense, and pull the trigger.
Let me think about this. Give me a call. Let me first get with Joe and see what I owe them. You'll just give me a call tomorrow afternoon, and I'll let you know. Yeah.
Tomorrow afternoon, around this time?
Around this time would be perfect.
All right, very good. And my name again is Dave. Am I pronouncing your name correctly? I said Jeanette, but is it Jeanette? How do you pronounce it?
You said it correct. It's Jeanette.
Okay, very good. All right, so then I will call you tomorrow in the afternoon around this time. You are Eastern Standard Time, am I correct?
Central.
Central Time, okay. So over there should be right now 3:38, right?
Absolutely, yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll give you a call at 3:30 tomorrow, and hopefully you have already talked to Joe, and then we'll put something together for you, and if it makes sense, pull the trigger. If it doesn't, no harm done, no hard feelings, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.